It's late, 3:15 a.m. A dream woke me. Maya was there again talking about Tanta Pinya. I fell in the darkness, endlessly in some kind of subterranean well, rats shrieking in my ears like doomsayers. I woke wanting to scratch my eyes out. My heart's in my throat. Valium. Brit is here. Cassio's paper has barely left my mind since I read it yesterday. I'm more convinced than ever that Jericho is necessary. Intervention must be imminent and radical if we are to prevent the greatest of catastrophes, which has already begun. Losing the Siberian permafrost and the torrent of methane she would release would spell an environmental cataclysm that will bring humankind to its knees and make Dante's hell look like a whimsy. According to Cassio, the 20 million tons of sulfate released by Pinatubo cooled the planet by 0.4 of a degree for only 3 to 4 years. Dispersal will need to be massive to prevent catastrophe. Have we not learned anything from Kyoto? We cannot rely on bureaucrats to do anything. They talk, they nod, they shake hands, they don't do. De Boer has proven once again that Copenhagen will be a spurious affair at best. Expecting a bureaucrat to be decisive and urgent is like asking a snail to take to the skies like Hermes. However much he may want to, he simply can't because he's a snail. H must realize this. We need to move fast to avert disaster. We can't wait for the masses to understand. They may never understand. They won't believe what they can't see because they have no imagination. If they could see what we see, and we're only now bearing witness to the fallout from our industrial activity of 30 years ago. But they have no imagination. Imagination belongs to the few. If by 2015 the populace has not demonstrably reduced CO2 and ceased oil use, it's inconceivable that we can avoid a 4-degree temperature rise. We will almost certainly lose Siberia, and then? What then of the so-called civility of GE's critics? Brothers will murder each other in cold blood, yes, and only then will they do what they need to survive. When there is no God, anything is permitted. Man is more ape than any ape. Nish got that right. And as they turn on each other, they will eat their righteousness and beg for intervention, but it will be too late, and it will be the privilege of the noble few, the privilege of the Übermensch to say, I told you so. We can either take action or drown in our paths of least resistance. And if we do, it will be deservedly so. A serendipitous meeting occurred after David Keith's keynote today. Finally, a crack has opened, and I fully intend on prying it open. Wilde shares my views about the importance of GE R&D. He's losing faith in governance and CDR schemes, and his palms are itchy. We had a vigorous discussion, and we hypothesized about the robust GE research project funded by Wilde. Bluebird. We'll meet again in LA in 2 weeks. Finally, the opportunity has arrived to breathe life into Jericho, to save Siberia.
21st October 2008, 4:07 p.m.
Just reading James Lovelock. Yes, we are adaptable, but our adaptability is dependent on evolution, and we are no longer evolving. We are devolving. Our weak are coddled, our pathetic and inept cloistered, when the survival of the fittest would dictate their demise. The rise of mediocrity is destroying humankind. Our redemption lies with the will to the power of the few. The stuff of their intellect and their will be our panaceas. And GE will be one of them.
24th January 2009, 8:19 p.m.
When atmospheric CO2 hits 800 ppm, it will make Al Gore's keynote look like Disney on ice.
3rd February 2009, 2:32 p.m.
Lomborg is spot on when he says the risks have been overstated. That is precisely the problem. Fear and uncertainty are the barriers. GE is not flawed. It's people's perceptions that are flawed. I'm particularly endeared to his closing assertion. We are on track to being the generation that wasted decades bickering over carbon emission cuts and neglected to stop the harmful effects of warming. That is a shameful legacy. Climate policy needs rethinking. Touché. What do we want our legacy to be? What does H want his legacy to be? This is a rousing argument for H. Dostoevsky gave me a gift last night. Raskolnikov argues that humankind is divided into two categories. Ordinary people who must obey the law, and extraordinary people. Nietzsche's Übermensch, of whom there are very few in any generation, who are entitled to break existing laws and make their own. Their genius and foresight places them above the law. It occurred to me that this is the way to move H. I must appeal to his will to power, inspire him to cast himself as a Homeric hero in the story, in our Iliad. Only he is capable of such a heroic feat. This is the key.
16 October 2009, 7:16 a.m.
Stratoshield couldn't have come at a better time. It feels as though sentiment is beginning to shift in the right direction for GE. The more exposure it has, the more public awareness there is, the more it will lose its fangs, the less it will be perceived as some kind of science fiction plot masterminded by a sinister antichrist. Mirvold has done me a great favor. Now, just to convince H.
24 October 2009, 6:15 p.m.
H agreed to set a date for the BB launch. I can't describe the rush I felt when I shook his hand. I didn't realize how much stood in the balance. The permafrost will be saved. I'm going to call Britta tonight. I deserve it. So I finally have the projections. Kyle has a brilliant mind. Such an exciting theory. Technology must have kept others back, but I believe it is there that we have the advantage.
13th November 2010, 5:45 p.m.
They don't realize their monetarism is a luxury we don't have. A luxury of the privileged and well-inherited. I've never capitulated in a battle of wills. Stop Bluebird simply needs its equal and opposite reaction. One thing I learned in Kuwait, the best antidote to poor PR is good PR. A robust pro-Bluebird campaign. H still not contactable. He disappears in Bhutan precisely at the time Bluebird is leaked. Something feels conspiratorial, but I know myself well enough not to feed that hungry ghost. Damn, Hennessy!
27th April 2010, 12:18 p.m.
I've left H in the desert. Of course, I should have expected this kind of betrayal. The devil does not always wear boots. He sometimes comes barefoot. To be popular and to be great are hostile ends. They all betray greatness and applause for handshakes in the end. To achieve anything noble, to do anything truly evolutionary in this world, ultimately, it must be undertaken alone. And so now, the final journey to Karloff. A 10-hour flight to Oslo from San Francisco. Then, the end game. The die has been cast. Nothing can stop me. Boarding the India at Ostrokarlov. The sky is a vivid, penetrating cobalt, cloudless. The Jericho just made contact from Vadso. The cargo has been loaded and they're en route to rendezvous. This is it! The final act. Budet Stellano! En route to rendezvous with the Jericho, ETA 230. 72 degrees latitude, 38 degrees longitude. The Barents Sea. It's like a sleeping giant, harboring some arcane wisdom. It will be my witness. Tchaikovsky's overture is playing in my head. No, not playing. searching through me like a man possessed. I feel as though my life until now has been in preparation for this act of will. Look at that. Earth's invisible outer is suddenly, shockingly exposed, lit in neon like an X-ray. I can feel the electricity in the air. Touch it. The ocean throwing up barbs, ionized, spiking like shockwaves. I can imagine the god-fearing ancients, awestruck by such a terrifying display of wrath and beauty. I never felt so vital, so full of purpose. Someone had to do something. Tarpaulins are off the guns and they're cycling through a warm-up phase. The speed, the agility, it's breathtaking. This is it. The Big Bang. My God. This is it. This is unbelievable to witness. The plasma discharge from the gas is forming an iridescent blue halo around the gun heads as they fire. It's a kind of supernatural glow that appears from nowhere. Pulses more and more intensely, then implodes again. It's in utter harmony with the lightning. White neon veins still piercing the sky, foregrounded by the blue incandescent bursts of energy from the guns. It's the most profound, orchestrated fireworks display imaginable. Steam rising from the guns against the Arctic freeze. The heat they're generating is immense. It's a truly brilliant triumph of the will. I did it. The winds are too extreme. We're being pummeled. Swell's overwhelming. This isn't good. This isn't good. We've dispersed about a quarter of the payload. Reloading for a second phase, but it's unrelenting. These conditions. We're taking a battering. I don't know. Should we retreat? We've got to unload at least 50%. The Jinnico's in distress. Boris left lost control of the vessel. Jesus Christ! She just took a beating! Some sort of explosion. It's killed the power.